The crisis is one minister that threatens their very ability to remain viable. In simple terms, just keep their doors open. Now, I accept, Minister, that as in life, there's no certainty in business. None. But businesses have to be able to plan. They have to be able to find a way to make a profit, a modest profit, because otherwise they have to close their doors. And when government policy intervenes to the extent that your government has, and I'm going to come to this in a moment, and some of those policies are good ones and we agree with them, but when you intervene to that extent that it puts such extra costs on businesses, then you have a responsibility to look at the viability of those businesses and to assist them. So as I said, you know, you've increased the minimum wage, you've looked at new sick pay legislation, auto-enrolment for pensions. Everybody agrees that that is a positive step and needs to be done. But you cannot ignore the impact that those extra costs have on small businesses. And also, Minister, the reason I am, and I presume the regional group, emphasising small businesses is that they rely on their core business, whether it's selling a cup of tea or a sandwich, a litre of milk or a kilogram of mincemeat. They rely on that transaction to make their profit, whereas many of the larger companies have property investments, they have forestry investments, certainly in my own constituency they have, and that keeps them afloat. So they can hold on and survive when smaller businesses that rely, as I said, on their core business close their doors. Now, I know that those businesses, as I said, will close their doors, while larger businesses, those who have interests elsewhere, can survive. And they hoover up the businesses that was there. And you and I know that that has a greater impact in small towns and villages, in rural Ireland and in the regions. Now, Minister, I won't name businesses, but in the hospitality sector alone, there have been 6 closures in my own constituency since the VAT rate was increased from 9 back to 13.5. And today, there was another announcement of a significant closure. Minister, you must reduce the VAT rate for hospitality businesses to 9%.